Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the director of the Skoda Austell Chamber of Commerce, Rose Fulton. How are you today, Rose?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. I know, busy time for you, isn't it?
It is. Yep, busy. We're gearing up for Art on the Beach this weekend.
Yeah. How many years now for this?
This is the 34th.
Wow, 34 years. Now, I know you haven't been a part of all 34 years, though, right?
No, not quite. Yeah. No, just a few so far, but it's been a great experience, and we're excited this year because we changed it up a little bit. And, you know, we were down along the beach, and we were like three blocks long, real narrow and kind of spread out in between trees and fixtures and things. We have a great beach. Yeah. You know, so we went up to the Lake Street property that is overlooking the beach. It's flat, it's grassy, there's shade, there's sun, there's sidewalks. So I've talked to a lot of the vendors. We were setting up yesterday, which was smart because today's not so great. So we were setting up yesterday and people were walking by and they're like, oh, this is, you know, we didn't even think about this. It's just, it's picturesque. You can see US 23. All those people driving by will see us and it's going to be great.
Wow. It sounds like it. It's a Saturday and Sunday. What are the hours each day, Rose?
Saturday is from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Yeah, and now you got a lot of crafters coming out. This big show.
Yeah, it is. We have 98 spaces this year, so we were able to add some space from last year because, again, we were just tapping out on good spaces. Yeah. We couldn't really put people in the sand, and it's just not safe for their crafts and their tents and people walking. This is going to be really nice. So.
That's right. And now you guys really go out of your way to pick and choose who gets to be a part of this show. You've got some quality control, so to speak, in there.
Yeah, we do. We've had to turn some people away, which is unfortunate, and I hate to be that guy. But it is handcrafted art. You know, if it's jewelry, it's being pieced together one bead at a time. If it's t-shirts, they're punching the silk screen and pulling the ink, and you know, so we only take the people who just get into the messy, time-consuming process of creating these pieces. So yeah, it is, everything's unique, and we try to do our best to keep it that way. So
no doubt about it. And of course food out there too. I know the Rotary Club does a great job.
Rotary Club and their picnic, their pancake breakfast,
right?
Yeah, they're gonna start at 8 a.m. on Saturday, so you can come down early and get some pancakes and then head up and stroll through the vendors. And I think that they're going to be serving until, 11 or noon. Mm. So they do, I think it's a $5 pancake breakfast. Don't quote me. I think close. So $5, pancake, sausage, and juice or coffee, and it's a great breakfast.
It really is. So come on out one or both days. It may take you both days to see nearly 100 different crafters. If you want to take your time, you're going to need both days to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got other stuff going on down at the beach also. Saturday is the Oscoda Garden Club auction.
Oh.
So they'll be set up down what we call the keyhole, where the flagpole is at, out in front of the band shell. They're going to be down there all weekend, but their auction will be on Saturday. So they get pieces from the vendors, and then they auction them off at noon. And then the HealthQuest Beach Run on Saturday at 11 a.m. as well. So there'll be lots of stuff going on.
There will be. And, of course, if they want more information about everything that's going on, they can give you guys a call or check out your website.
Yes, for sure. Call us. I won't be in the office tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can catch me at the beach.
That's right. Head on out there. But the website is a great place to go at any time. You guys always keep that up to date real well.
We do. The calendar. We put in all of our chamber member events. So oscodachamber.com on the events calendar and events pages is great. And Facebook, too. We try to share a lot on Facebook and post, keep people updated. People seem to like that. It's easily accessible. So whichever way works best for you.
You bet. And then, of course, turn around real quick because we'll be talking 4th of July in the very near future, too. So you guys, this is just the start of what's going to be very busy for you.
Yeah, this is one heck of a week. So 4th of July, which we always do on the 4th.
Yes.
So that'll be Tuesday. And our parade this year starts at 11 a.m. So our lineup will begin at 10. Same place, just moving it up a little bit, trying to beat the heat and get everybody, because it is a Tuesday, try to get everybody out to the parade and then they can go and enjoy their holiday.
There you go, exactly. Well, we'll talk more about that in the future with you. Rose Fulton, the Chamber Director, Skoda Austell Chamber, we appreciate your time today on our Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, sir.